This is Choices, a Heroes Bandom crossover fic featuring members of My Chemical Romance, written by Ms. Ubite and read by Rena Jenkins. The story is rated PG and contains the pairing Frank Gerard. Author's notes. I have a whole universe in my head of Heroes Bandom. By the way, no, this is not an AU, except for the fact that it's Heroes World, not, the real world? Whatever, My Chemical Romance is still a band. Do you really want to do this? Gerard asked, sipping his coffee. Siler stopped and tilted his head slightly to one side.
Pretty sure, yeah.
He raised his hand again.
Really, really sure?
Gerard asked again. Are you sure you're not just acting out in a desperate need to feel special, to feel superior to all the lower forms of society that have oppressed and held you back for years from reaching your true potential?
Siler blinked and narrowed his eyes.
How did you... His expression cleared.
You're a telepath.
A smirk made its way across his lips.
That's a useful trick.
Gerard studied the inside of his coffee cup, slight frown on his lips.
You think if you're the strongest, the last one standing, you'll be special? That she'll love you then?
But you're just playing into their perceptions, the patriarchal views of society that says a man has to do this or do that in order to be successful. Gerard lifted his head, and Siler froze at the earnest look in Gerard's eyes.
But it doesn't have to be. It's okay to be different and messed up, to not be what society wants you to be, because there's so many of us that are...
Siler's eyes rolled back in his head, and he slumped to the floor. Gerard's eyes widened, and then he scowled at Frank, standing behind Siler's slumped form and tossing the broken end of a beer bottle aside.
You didn't have to hit him. He was listening.
Frank rolled his eyes.
Sure, G. Listening and moving closer with every word.
He was not... Oh. Gerard blinked as he registered just how close Siler had come.
Oops.
Frank shrugged and nudged Siler over onto his back with his foot.
Got lost in his head?
Gerard nodded. He's got some issues.
Understatement of the century, G-Way.
Gerard smiled a little. Frank beamed back and stepped over Siler's prone body to throw his arm around Gerard's shoulders.
Come on, we need to find Pete. He stole my cookies.
Gerard made a face, letting Frank drag him along.
You know I hate looking into Pete's head. There are things I am happier not knowing about my little brother and his boyfriend, thanks.
Too bad. You owe me for dealing with Psycho over here. Now come on, G. Cookies!
The end.